hit a registration up here yesterday. We beat them 6-1.
Good God, that's wonderful. Get that on the wire. Get somebody to say that and get it out over the country.
We're going to do it today. We beat them, on Monday we beat them 5-1. It was 1,500-300. Yesterday it was 1,600-200.
Yeah, that's damn near 8-1.
Well, yes, but they ran 240, something like that. So it would run a six and a fraction to one. Doing very well.
That's wonderful.
I expect to put on the books prior to September 14th 100,000 new voters.
Oh, God, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to be in shape.
Now, they tell me that we're not going to do as well there as Kennedy did in 60. Is anything to that?
Well, you got to be a stargazer to figure that one. If you can get them to do something beyond parading and rebelling and put their talents to work, we'll do equally as good. My problem is just one thing. That's the racial disturbances. If we can keep that under control and avoid the so-called white backlash, we're in great shape.
Are you having any disturbances in Philadelphia?
We had a shooting yesterday of a young 16-year-old boy by a policeman that was no good. But they've kept calm about it. And I'm hopeful that nothing breaks out today and will be handled in an orderly fashion. Now, we did have disturbances, and of course the Chester thing was right at our back door. But we have sensible people now. I had a meeting yesterday with 15 of the outstanding Negroes, and they speak just as vigorously as you or I do about retaining order and using intelligence and getting their people registered. They want to voice it through the ballot box, and that's what I want them to do.
Did the policeman just lose his head?
Yeah, quick. Quick with a revolver.
To kill him?
Yep, right through the chest, right through the heart.
What was the boy doing?
Larceny, robbery, 16-year-old, unarmed. It's a terrible thing.
Did he threaten him or anything?
No. He hollered to him to stop, and the boy ran, and he fired. Killed him.
Frank, have you got any influence, any of your friends or associates with any of these Republicans in the House of Representatives?
Down in Washington?
Yeah.
Of course, we don't have any Republicans.
I know you don't in Philadelphia, but there are a bunch of folks around, the Corbetts and the Fultons,
yeah.
And I don't know, maybe...
Dave Lawrence is very friendly with Corbett.
Well, I'll talk to Dave today. We need some votes on this poverty bill. It's going to help the cities a lot, and we can give a hell of a lot of jobs. We figure we can put 100,000 people to work. Youngsters in the cities in the 90 days, if we can get it passed, about 10 votes short, and they're trying to get some Republican in Pennsylvania. But I'm going to see Dave a little bit later this morning. Now, how many out of your delegation in Pennsylvania, how many of them are your boys from...
We're about even, right down the middle.
Philadelphia's got half of them.
We have five of them. We did have six. We lost one on reapportionment, but all five of ours, of course.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, they'll all be there.
I may be able to talk this guy out in Delaware County. Milliken, I can get a hold of him.
I just tell him that you're going to get some people out of these riots and out of these pool halls and out of these bars and put them to work, help everybody, and if he'll help you, you'll find some way to help them.
There's no better way to stop it than putting them to work.
That's what we're doing. Now, how much of the Pennsylvania delegation to Atlantic City, the convention, how many of them are Philadelphia folks?
Well, now the at-large, let's see, we would have four to a district is 20, and we have about 12 more on top of that, about 32.
And how many total do you have?
116. Yeah. Something like that.
Now, have you got boys that stay with you?
Oh, yes, we're all right.
All right, now, will they go?
Mine are perfectly
all right. All right, will they go with the president on whoever he wants for the...
For you, whoever you want for the vice president.
Well...
I don't care who it is.
God bless you. We'll be careful, and we'll get a good one, but I just don't want to have any war up there, and I don't want to have to sleep with somebody that I don't want to sleep with, and ain't no use splitting...
I'm with you.
Ain't no use splitting the ticket before we start, you know, and... I wanted you to know that I was counting on you, and you're going to be on my team, and I'm going to work with you, and
you can depend on that. Dave Lark. Dave is the chairman of the delegation, and I'm the vice chairman.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see him this morning, but I talked to my leaders, but I also want to talk to you direct, and I want you to feel free to pick up the phone and call me.
All right. Mr. President, my answer to you and the Vice President is, one, I'm for whoever you're for. And number two, if you got a good sense of humor, I said to Cliff Carter the other day down at your luncheon, he asked me who I thought make a good Vice President. And I said I didn't want him to think that because Dick Hughes, the governor of New Jersey, and I were first cousins, that would influence my thinking. But I thought he'd make a good candidate.
He is, and he's a wonderful fellow. And I love Dick, and I'm for you. Thank you, my friend.
Bye. You make the decision.
And if you can do anything, any congressman or Republican, or get any of your business people to talk to any Republicans, any company friend of yours, just tell them, hip, you get some of these boys, these old hard-packed boys sitting around the bars, get them out and go to work before you have some riots in Pennsylvania, and they can get any Republican votes to this poverty bill. It'll sure help.
I'm going to check it out with Dave and anybody we can put the pressure on. I'll try to get them.
Thank you.